Welcome back to News Talk 1370 WCOA, Real News with Rick Allison. It is Thursday, September 16th, another rainy day. As we remember, a year ago we were dealing with Hurricane Sally. And what do you need when you have days like this and you start noticing leaks in your house? You don't know if it was due to a tropical storm. You don't know if it was due to some other event that happened. You need someone to look at it on your behalf. Frazier Property and Adjusting is your advocate. They will take your side in dealing with the insurance company. And they cost you nothing. They only get paid if you get paid. So their goal is to get as much money from your insurance carriers as possible. Frazier Property and Adjusting. Our home is our biggest asset. We need somebody to help us protect it. They'll read your policy. They'll figure out all the clauses. They will help you file the claim. They will stay with the insurance company and be sure that you get the money that you deserve. It is so nice to not go into this alone, because the insurance company is not always our friend. They love our premiums. They do not necessarily like paying out on losses. You need Frazier Property and Adjusting to stand in for you. You can call them at 850-755-9910, FrazierAdjusters.com. This is a message brought to you by Ari Frazier, property adjuster, license number P174093, licensed in Florida only. The big story yesterday the Florida Ethics Commission came out with its report. They have, when they look at probable cause, those are closed-door meetings. We don't know what's happening. One of the people whose cases that they looked at was Commissioner Doug Underhill, and they found several ethics violations. They're up on the blog. NorthEscambia.com also has it. I'm sure the News Journal will follow up eventually. But it is these are serious offenses. They surround two events primarily. One was the release of confidential documents regarding Interarity Property Points, their utility system, releasing that to the public, even though it was still confidential. And then the other centers around his GoFundMe legal defense fund and whether he reported it correctly or not. Now, finding a probable cause is not a determination that a violation has occurred, but that will be decided at a full hearing. If Commissioner Doug Underhill chooses to do that, or he can reach a settlement. But this investigation is going on for quite some time. There were three Escambia County citizens that brought up the violation, different violations with them, and we've got one of them on the phone, David Baer. David, thank you for coming on the show.
Good morning, Rick. Thank you for having me.
Well, did I set it up properly? I tried to.
Pretty close. So I would catalog it as two different issues. One is the, like you said, the private shade meeting transcripts for the Interarity water system, and the other is just an overall gift reporting violation, and that has several different things. The GoFundMe, there are several issues with the GoFundMe page he set up and reporting those. There was also some travel reimbursement he received from Pensacola Sports and some legal fees that he didn't timely pay. Were considered gifts.
And in the GoFundMe, in the GoFundMe account that was reported on by the News Journal when it happened, was Commissioner Underhill was dealing with several lawsuits at the time. He asked the county attorney to get him an opinion from the Ethics Commission whether or not he could set up a defense fund. The News Journal reported it, and the documentation shows that County Attorney Allison Rogers gave him the stipulations that if you do this, you have to file the quarterly reports. You have to list everybody who gave you money and how much they gave you. You cannot take money from anybody that did business or lobbied for things with the county. Those were the rules, and Doug did not follow those rules, it appears, according to the Ethics Commission investigation.
That is true. That's what they found probable cause that he violated those issues. That probable cause for the GoFundMe, like you said, Allison Rogers reached out to the Ethics Commission and got an opinion from the Attorney General that said specifically he had to report those and he cannot solicit or accept gifts from vendors, lobbyists, or, you know, owners of lobbying firms, et cetera, and, you know, principals. And that's what they found probable cause for those items.
And that was
several, there were 7 out of 13 right. items that they found probable cause.
And that was the GoFundMe was part of your complaint and the reporting process. Tell our listeners what you reported to the Ethics Commission and what they agreed, you know, what they saw was probable cause.
So I reported the failure to report the GoFundMe page, contributions, the gifts that he received. He had not reported those. He had really 3 full months to report that because he was supposed to, I don't want to get into too many details, but to file that after, at the end of the quarter, following the quarter in which he received the gifts. So he had plenty of time to report it, and he just didn't do it. And then the next quarter, he failed to do the same thing again because he had received some more gifts in the following quarter. So I filed the complaint about that. Some of those I believed, because he left them all, a lot of them anonymous, and I believed, I had reason to believe that he was soliciting and accepting gifts from lobbyists or vendors of the county. Also part of my complaint was that he received travel reimbursement from Visit Pensacola using tourist development tax while he was a member of the Tourist Development Council and a member of the county commission who controls their funding, the tourist development tax. They received nearly $1 million a year, and he solicited them to pay for some travel reimbursement related to driving up to where he and his assistant, his aide, Jonathan Owens, drove up to Canada to pick up some safety equipment for a jet ski tournament that was happening out in Perdido Key. It was a third party that was putting on the event. Pensacola Sports happened to be a sponsor of that event. And Doug said, I'll drive up to Tallahassee if you'll pay my, up to Canada, excuse me, if you'll reimburse my travel. And so they paid him, yeah, based on the federal reimbursement rate for mileage, for him to travel up there to get it. And then he took the equipment after the event to Mobile to have it shipped back to Canada, and submitted that for reimbursement as well. And so he never reported that as a gift. And that travel reimbursement, if it's not your primary employer or the, you know, your municipality that you serve, you're elected to serve, paying for travel related to those jobs, then it's considered a gift under the ethics rules. And he failed to report it. And I reported it because I believed it was a bigger issue related to, you know, his conflict of interest of being a voting member and of the county commission, the Tourist Development Council, and never reported anything when he voted that he had received funds from them. But the Commission on Ethics did not push for, I guess, the advocate at the Attorney General's office didn't push for probable cause on that portion of it, but that he just failed to report it as a gift.
Well, in the report,
he'd also,
you know, let's
sorry.
Okay. Gifts or anything over $100 or more, that's what has to be reported. You do need to name the name of the person who gave it. Otherwise, the report is meaningless because that is part of what you have to disclose. And you're saying he didn't do that. As far as the travel reimbursement, they found no probable cause of that being unethical, but the part was that it was $1,000 that should have been reported on his report
as a gift. Correct.
And because he still is an elected official, whether it was in his duties as a commissioner or not. There was other thing
correct.
That popped up, too, as far as a contribution for someone who was trying to do business with the county. Talk about that.
So there was an individual who has been before the county commission soliciting business from the county and, you know, representing himself or a client. And that person made a contribution to the GoFundMe page, and he reported it once he finally reported after, you know, the complaint had been filed against him. He reported the gift on the with the GoFundMe stuff, you know, delinquently. But the commission found that he had, because he put it out on his social media and he didn't limit it in any way, that he was soliciting for contributions from vendors, and then he accepted one from vendors and lobbyists, and he accepted one from someone that they believed was a lobbyist, because they went before the commission, asked, you know, being paid to go before the commission to lobby them for. He asked for another one, but they denied it.
Okay, so then on the day before the hearing last Friday, his new attorney submits a response to the advocate recommendation, and then, of course, the hearing was Friday, and now finally the public gets to see what this all was involving, and what their investigators found, their interviews, the documentation. So this is really your first time to see a lot of this documentation. How did you feel about all of it?
Well, I'm still looking through it. Actually, this morning is the first time I got a copy of the investigation report. I haven't seen his response yet. So all I had access to before was my complaint and, you know, the letter that they sent saying that there was sufficient evidence for an investigation. I was interviewed by the investigator, and that was it. That's all I've had available to me. So all of this, his response, the investigation report, you know, all of that stuff is brand new to me. I went to the hearing as a complainant. I was allowed to go to the private session as an observer. So on Friday, I went to Tallahassee. Commissioner Underhill was not there, but his attorney was there and spoke on his behalf. But I went to witness the proceeding.
Well, I'll get all these documents up. I mean, I woke up at 4 and started going through them so that I'd have a handle on it. Yesterday we were able to get the original, just the report from the Ethics Commission, which was listed Underhill among several other officials around the state. We'll get these documents up and let everybody look at them. David, thank you for coming on the show. I really appreciate
it. Yes, sir. Thank you, Rick. I appreciate you having me and talking about this important issue.
Okay. Take care.